Welcome, and thank you for joining us. Wisconsin Health Literacy is presenting this workshop series called Let's Talk About Opioids to learn about opioids and the risks of opioid overdose after release from prison or parole. The workshop series is made up of 6 videos. The videos will highlight an introduction to opioids, the risks of taking opioids, including the unique risks for people who have been incarcerated, synthetic opioids, opioid safety, and the signs of an overdose, and what to do when someone does overdose. After each video, we can take a short survey to see what you learned. So let's get started with the first video, an introduction to opioids. It's important to start with talking about what an opioid is and how it works in the body. Now, some people think opioids are only illegal drugs like heroin. Heroin is an opioid, but there are many other opioid drugs as well, including some prescription pain medicines. It's important to know that prescription opioid pain medicine can be as addictive as heroin. Opioids are made from the ingredient opium. Now, this can be found naturally in a poppy seed, or it can be made synthetically. So, a synthetic opioid is one that is made in a lab. Fentanyl and carfentanil are 2 examples of a synthetic opioid. We'll talk more about synthetic opioids in video number 4. Now, there are different ways you can take opioids, legally and illegally. Opioid drugs come in many different forms, including pills, liquid, patches, shots. When you take an opioid, in any form, the opioid works in the brain to block pain. They can also give you a high, make you feel good all over, and be very addictive. You need a prescription from a doctor to get opioid medicines. You may be prescribed a generic or brand name. Some common examples are hydrocodone. Some brand names for hydrocodone are Vicodin, Lorset, and Lortab. Also, oxycodone. Some brand names for oxycodone are OxyContin, Percocet, and Percodan. And other common opioids are morphine, codeine, fentanyl, and tramadol. There are non-opioid pain medicines as well. Now, they work differently to numb pain. They work in different parts of the brain and body to stop pain. Most of them are not addictive. You don't need a prescription for many of them. Some examples of non-opioid pain medicines are acetaminophen. The brand name for acetaminophen is Tylenol. Ibuprofen. The brand names for ibuprofen are Advil and Motrin. Naproxen. The brand name for naproxen is Aleve. Now, even though most non-opioid pain medicines are not addictive like opioid pain medicines, they can still be dangerous if you take too much or misuse them. For example, if you take too much Tylenol, your liver can stop working. This is the end of this video. If you're interested in finding opioid and other resources in your area, call 212 or text 898-211. This program was created by Wisconsin Health Literacy, who worked with doctors and pharmacists to create the materials. It's supported by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services Minority Health Program. Hello, and welcome, and thank you for joining us. Wisconsin Health Literacy is presenting this workshop series called Let's Talk About Opioids, to learn about opioids and the risks of opioid overdose after release from prison or parole. The workshop series is made up of 6 videos. The videos will highlight an introduction to opioids, the risks of taking opioids, including the unique risks for people who have been incarcerated, synthetic opioids, opioid safety, and the signs of an overdose and what to do when someone does overdose. After each video, we can take a short survey to see what you learned. Now, let's get started with the first video, an introduction to opioids. It's important to start with talking about what an opioid is and how it works in the body. Now, some people think opioids are only illegal drugs, like heroin. Heroin is an opioid, but there are many other opioid drugs as well, including some prescription pain medicines. It's important to know that prescription opioid pain medicine can be as addictive as heroin. Opioids are made from the ingredient opium. This can be found naturally in a poppy seed, or it can be made synthetically. A synthetic opioid is one that is made in a lab. Fentanyl and carfentanil are two examples of a synthetic opioid. We'll talk more about synthetic opioids in video 4. There are different ways you can take opioids, legally and illegally. Opioid drugs come in many different forms, including pills, liquid, patches, shots. When you take an opioid in any form, the opioid works in the brain to block pain. They can also give you a high, make you feel good all over, and be very addictive. You need a prescription from a doctor to get opioid medicines. You may be prescribed a generic or brand name. Some common examples are hydrocodone. Some brand names for hydrocodone are Vicodin, Lorset, and Lortab. Oxycodone. Some brand names for oxycodone are Oxycontin, Percocet, and Percodan. And other common opioids are morphine, codeine, fentanyl, and tramadol. Now, there are non-opioid pain medicines as well. They work differently to numb pain. They work in different parts of the brain and body to stop pain. Most of them are not addictive. You don't need a prescription for many of them. Some examples of non-opioid pain medicines are acetaminophen. The brand name for acetaminophen is Tylenol. Ibuprofen. The brand names for ibuprofen are Advil and Motrin. And naproxen. The brand name for naproxen is Aleve. Even though most non-opioid pain medicines are not addictive like opioid pain medicines, they can still be dangerous if you take too much or misuse them. For example, if you take too much Tylenol, your liver can stop working. This is the end of this video. If you're interested in finding opioid and other resources in your area, call 211 or text 898-211. This program was created by Wisconsin Health Literacy, who worked with doctors and pharmacists to create the materials. It's supported by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services Minority Health Program.